Good afternoon. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Christopher Bolin. This is Christopher Bolin with American Free Press. Today on American Free Press's Hour on Republic Broadcast Network, RBN. Today I'll be speaking with Jim Tucker, American Free Press's veteran journalist and veteran Bilderberg hound. Jim Tucker spent last week up in Canada at Ottawa, where the Bilderberg were having their annual confab, their confabulation, where they get together and plot behind closed doors what the politicians and the financial elite will do in the coming year. Jim Tucker, are you there? I'm waiting for Jim Tucker to come on the line from Washington, D.C. I expect him any minute. And he'll be telling us about what the Bilderberg group conspired and what they plan to do in the coming year. And Jim Tucker has been following this group for decades, and he hasn't been wrong yet. Jim, are you there?
Yes, Christopher.
Good to hear you, Jim. Well, how did it go up in Ottawa?
A lot of fun as usual. The local newspapers worked them over very hard and very effectively. Just one thing that rankles me about one of the local newspapers, they said I was 74 years old when I'm only a kid of 71. Except for that awful smear, I'm very proud of the Canadian press, the way they rescued the Alex Jones and dug in on the story.
Well, you were very effective. I saw that the Ottawa Sun actually mentioned that you were with American Free Press, which is, you know, very unusual.
Yes, a newspaper, a Washington journalist or something like that. They'll try not to plug the newspaper.
Right. Whereas we know that you and American Free Press has been the only newspaper to have covered Bilderberg year after year for over 20 years now, isn't it?
Well, including the spotlight years, yes. I'm trying to think. I think my first overseas travel was 1981. When I was first hired to get pregnant and create spotlight for Liberty Lobby, we had guys, correspondents in Europe. Okay, that's more efficient. You cover Bilderberg. Correspondents in Canada, that's more efficient. You cover Bilderberg.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided maybe we could get a little bit more information, so I assigned myself to the job.
Let me ask, Jim, can you tell the listeners basically what is Bilderberg and why is American Free Press and why are you opposed to this this meeting that they have behind closed doors? What is the main grievance we have with these people?
Bilderberg has a long history dating back to 1954 when they first met under that name. Now, without a doubt, these international financiers, Rockefellers, Rothschilds, heads of state from Europe, high officials, including always a high White House official to brief the President of the United States, and our own secretaries of Treasury, State, Defense, that they can attend, like as in this year, they'll send a loony or somebody like that to fill in for them. But they've been meeting this way for more than half a century now, behind closed doors.
Making public policy, isn't it?
Yes. 120 of the most world's most influential men in international finance and government meeting secretly behind closed doors. And at least the Americans who participate are committing a criminal act by participating at all.
Right. Well, we'll be right back, Jim, after this short break. So stay tuned and hang on. We'll talk some more about the Bilderberg. 1 minute, please. We'll be right back.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Hi, this is John Sapler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Okay. Good afternoon. This is Christopher Bolin with American Free Press. This is American Free Press on RBN. Today it's Christopher Bolin speaking to you. I'm filling in for Mike Piper, who's away in Asia. Today we're talking with Jim Tucker about a secretive group of very powerful elite financiers named Bilderberg. The thing is that Bilderberg, because it's very seldom mentioned in the mainstream media, it's not understood by many people. Most people have never even heard of the name Bilderberg. And if they've heard about it, it's very hazy and foggy what this group is. As it was for me, my first assignment with American Free Press in the year 2000 was to go with Jim Tucker to Belgium to cover that Bilderberg 2000. And that was the first time that I saw up close and real the force that these men exert and the power that they have to control public policy. Jim Tucker, are you there?
Yes.
Jim, I wonder if you could tell the viewers a little bit about how do you find out where the secretive group is even meeting?
It gets tougher every year because years ago they send their letters to the luminaries giving the schedule, the dates, and all the details. Now they've started the practice of sending them letters saying, hold these dates, more information to follow, to keep secretaries and file clerks from innocently leaking the information.
Mm-hmm.
Please trust me, folks, but one man who has kept us, helped us find Bilderberg, as in this year also, cannot be identified because he is a man who agrees that they should be exposed. He knows them all on a, not all of them, of course, but he knows many of the luminaries on a Hello Charlie basis.
Mm-hmm.
He calls up and makes small talk.
Mm-hmm.
Will call a secretary when he knows in London, when he knows the other, his friend is in his Paris office, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And make calls back and forth. He nailed them this year. He's, in fact, when we went to Brussels, you'll recall that I was at the bar at the National Press Club, having tomato juice, of course, with my other pair of socks packed. We knew it was Brussels. Didn't know exactly where. He called. Well, I'm still just there waiting to go to shuttle bus to Dulles,
mm-hmm.
fly to Brussels. And he said, bingo, we've got him. He told us exactly that little shack
mm-hmm.
Outside of Brussels where they met.
Mm-hmm.
It's been that close. This year it was close, too, but we... as soon as we knew that, we threw it on the internet and jazz like that.
Well, tell me, Jim, about how many people attend each Bilderberg conference?
120 this year, 115 last year. That's roughly the range.
About 120.
Yeah.
And I've been to about four, I think, conferences with you in Sweden and Belgium and in Washington, D.C. And my job was, I remember, to try to snap pictures of these guys as they drove up in their shaded cars. But some of the regulars were, if I remember, Henry Kissinger, David Rockefeller, who I ran into in the park out there in Paris, and the Queen of Holland. Who else are the regulars? Who else is on the so-called steering committee?
Oh, there's quite a laundry list. Of course, Henry Kissinger, who still thinks he's Secretary of State.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many. I'm looking at this even as we... Kind of the list, even as we speak.
How many royals attend? How many actual potentates? How many kings and queens usually go to these things?
Queen Beatrix has been a regular since her husband, Prince Bernhard, helped found Bilderberg in 1954.
Mm-hmm.
Bilderberg does not like their members to be in headlines, with the exception of Henry Kissinger, or on criminal charges. That's why they, after the Lockheed scandal, Prince Bernhard was asked not to come anymore, although he is a founder. Queen Beatrix has never missed a meeting since.
Right.
George Soros was a regular until the newspapers were full of his criminal charges of financial fraud with that billionaire.
And I remember, I think that you wrote this week that Governor George Pataki from New York was attending this year.
Yes. He's a Bilderberg virgin, but he did attend this year, which means they consider him a potential president.
Right. Yeah. Isn't it so that Bill Clinton first came on the public stage when he was invited to a Bilderberg conference, and then within a couple of years he was nominated to be the presidential candidate?
Yes, 1991, the obscure governor of Arkansas, Bill Clinton, is I think it was Baden-Baden, Germany that year, yes. He was invited. He attends, of course. And Rockefeller and the other kids took him out on the golf course, told him what NAFTA was
mm-hmm.
and why he's for it. They also had pressured, as we reported, the first President Bush to break his... promise of no new taxes, that famous promise,
mm-hmm.
In the debate with the Democratic nominee, Governor Dukakis. He said, no new taxes. Read my lips, no new taxes. He broke that promise under Bilderberg pressures. We reported in advance of the campaign.
Now, Jim, last year, when you did your write-up from the Bilderberg conference, was that in Italy last time? Well, when you wrote up about that, you did write about last year's Bilderberg Conference. You had gleaned that they intended to greatly increase the price of gasoline that consumers pay at the pump.
Oh, yes, that was Germany.
Germany, right.
Raj Bergen or Ergen, something like that.
Right. And you were absolutely right. This was printed in American Free Press first, you know, that you had learned that they intended to jack up the price of oil. And lo and behold, that's what happened. Can you tell me, Jim, what do they have? What's in the cards for the coming year?
First thing that young people should know, and parents should tell their young people, do not buy a house on this god-awful variable interest rate deal.
Mm-hmm.
There was much discussed. I'm looking, shooting through a pile of notes, but he was the president of the New York Bank.
Yeah.
Because
they plan to increase those rates on you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They predict interest rates will go up.
Right.
And who will be trapped will be the young people who signed off on this god-awful variable mortgage thing.
Right.
Tell them to accept a higher interest rate now. A higher interest rate will make it a fixed mortgage rate.
Right.
Because of this variable mortgage thing. And these bankers even loan the kids the down payment on their house. And
right.
Tell them, you don't have to make a payment on the principal, just your interest rate if you want to. I mean, your credit cards are too high this month, so... your only obligation is to pay the interest rate on the mortgage.
Right.
Now, when they go up, the mortgage rates will go up by hundreds of dollars a month.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the interest.
Right.
The value of the house will go down.
Let me put in a little plug here. American Free Press is the paper that has covered Bilderberg for decades, and Jim Tucker is the man that's done it. And he has come out with a book in the last year called Bilderberg Diary. And American Free Press is offering to listeners today a year subscription to American Free Press, in which Jim will be revealing a lot more in the coming weeks about what Bilderberg has planned for the coming year, including what they have planned for Iran, Iraq, and gas and everything else. And if you subscribe to American Free Press for $59 a year, you get his book, Bilderberg Diary, free. Plus, you also get the complete list of those political people and everybody who attended the Bilderberg Conference this year in Ottawa. Jim, how did you get the list this year?
That's right. Before I forget, I want to name the guy's name I was groping for a moment ago.
Sure.
The one who told us about the increased interest rates coming up, his name is Timothy F. Gessner, G-E-I-T-H-N-E-R. He's president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York.
Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Very good.
I like to use names so I can remember.
Very good. Well, using names is a good idea. So if the listeners want to get that one-year subscription to AFP for $59, plus the Bilderberg book by Jim Tucker, plus the list of attendees, call up American Free Press at 888-699-NEWS and ask for the Bolin special. Jim, I wanted to ask, what does Bilderberg think about the Iran conflict, the threats about Iran? What do they feel about that?
They talk in a very straightforward way with the Americans, and they're opposed to the United States invading Iran. And the conversations were very straightforward. It could even be termed a little bit harsh. This is no surprise because they oppose the invasion of Iraq.
So Bilderberg is opposed to aggression against Iran?
Yes.
Good.
They said things to the effect that I'm shuffling through notes again. I've already.
They think that would be a disaster, don't they?
They were telling the American leaders, including the guys from the White House and the Defense Department and so forth, don't do it, you'll have no help. It's true that NATO is adding 9,000 troops to Afghanistan.
Hold that thought, Jim. We'll come right back after the break. We have a 3-minute break now, so hang on. We'll be back with Jim Tucker talking about the Bilderberg Group. Thank you very much. Hang on.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
American Free Press on RBN. Today, we're speaking with Jim Tucker about the Bilderberg confab that happened in Ottawa last weekend. Jim, are you there?
Yes.
Good. Can you tell me, briefly, you were talking about that the Bilderberg group, the Bilderberg elite, Kissinger and Rockefeller, etc., are not keen on pushing the envelope or pushing for war or aggression against Iran. Can you tell me why they would be taking this position?
Well, I said it's no surprise because they oppose the invasion of Iraq. some of the dialogue is a rough paraphrase. Now, it'll be in the paper next week. I've already written the story, but my notes are kind of cold. Some of the fact that, why do you want to fight Israel's war? Now, you've been, spent a lot of years in Europe, more years than I have, so you understand the European press is more balanced in their coverage of the Mideast than you'd say the Bilderberg-controlled Washington Post or New York Times or L.A. Times, the other major newspapers in this country. Why do you want to fight Israel's war? And then one of our guys says, we'll quote him by name in the story. It just escapes me at the moment.
Right.
We're just trying to keep the world safe. And the response was, if you invade Iran, Iran will dump missiles on Israel, and Israel will nuke Iran, and where is your non-proliferation then, when we have nuclear weapons, use of nuclear weapons for the first time since the Nagasaki and Hiroshima?
Right.
Now, tell me, Jim, it's usually the case that the owners or the publishers of New York Times and the Washington Post and people like that attend these conferences. Was the big media attending this year, too?
Well, we do have a lot of regulars. One surprise this year, not on the list that the Bilderberg staff itself faxed to me at my hotel, somehow they got the impression I work for that I'm an aide to the Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, of Canada.
Right.
Refused to come. He stuck his thumb in their eye. He had attended some years ago, and outside the United, except the United States, the host country's head of state normally is Bilderberg.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're upset that he will not attend. Somehow they got the impression that I'm an aide to Harper, and he would reconsider if he could know who else is attending.
Mm-hmm.
So they obligingly sent me a copy of the list, and of course we.
Oh, very good.
We shared it with the rest of the. Well, you've been with me several times as we covered Bilderberg. You know our drill.
Right.
All the local reporters, we all pool our information every night. We share all of our information, put it together. So that's the way we came up
this
year.
It seems like this year, in the Canadian media at least, that this story got reported on the 9th and the 8th and the 10th of the month. Globe and Mail and the Ottawa Sun and the big Canadian papers let the Canadian readers know that Bilderberg was coming to town.
Yes, they covered it, like you said, very heavily with a lot of photographs of the scene of the crime, and the television boys and girls were very busy, and radio girls and boys, there's a microphone under my chin, seemed like nonstop.
Really? So Jim Tucker's gone mainstream, huh?
I started out mainstream.
Yeah. Well, that's very good. Well, this list will be coming out in American Free Press next week, Jim?
Let's see. The story I filed last Thursday, Far Thursday's paper, might be the next one some readers get.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be just the one story from information I could get on Thursday as the meeting begins.
Mm-hmm.
The edition after that will have all the heavy stuff, the list of participants, photographs, and all the stories.
Now, Jim, I want to ask a question. You know, we've talked about this before. This is the big financial elite and the big oil guys and the kings and queens getting together with these financiers. How come this isn't considered a backroom insider trading? I mean, when these people are privy to the secrets of what's going to happen in the next year, they can hedge themselves on the market. It should be illegal.
Certainly. In fact, it is illegal for the Americans, at least. I think other countries probably have similar laws.
Mm-hmm.
We saw it demonstrated dramatically during the terms of President Bill Clinton, who is, incidentally, the most bloody-handed draft dodger to ever send in the war. But when Hillary Dillery...
Oh.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Good afternoon. This is Christopher Bolin with American Free Press on RBN. Today we're talking with Jim Tucker, American Free Press veteran journalist and Bilderberg hound. Last weekend he spent up in Ottawa, Canada, where he had traced the Bilderberg confab, the secretive group, and he's talking to us today about what the Bilderberg group has planned for the coming year and why this activity, this conspiratorial activity, in which public servants and kings and queens and Rockefellers and Kissingers conspire behind closed doors and set public policy for democratic states. As if that should need any explanation, Jim's going to give us some idea of why this is illegal and what's wrong with this kind of activity. Jim, are you there?
Yes. First of all, they're conducting public business behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years, we've reported advanced stories on the Bush number one's tax increase, on other tax reforms imposed upon the United States, on the downfall of Margaret Thatcher's head of state in Britain,
mm-hmm.
which she confirmed to me later in a private brief but private conversation. Not private, because I reported on it, but a personal conversation.
Mm-hmm.
and so many other things. We're talking about how it is illegal, at least in the United States, for them to even be participating at all. Our secretaries of state, treasury, defense, other high officials, including always a high official from the White House, advisor to presidents and so forth, it was dramatically demonstrated when Hillary Clinton, as first lady, was undertaking her health care reform plan.
Mm-hmm.
And she had her federal employees, the experts from HEW or whatever, meeting with experts in the private sector.
Now, did Hillary attend Bilderberg?
She did once.
I see.
That was in Georgia. I remember several years ago when they met outside Atlanta at a resort.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I didn't believe she was there until, yes, indeed, she was.
Mm-hmm.
Got back to Washington, and on Monday, I called the White House to have them officially confirm it.
Mm-hmm.
The First Lady's press office said, no, she was not there. No, not at all. What is Bilderberg? All that jazz. I said, okay, well, ma'am, I've got positive information. She did attend Bilderberg, name of the precise name of the resort and so forth and dates.
Right.
I'm prepared to write the story that she did attend. The White House denied it. The White House was unaware of it. Or however it may play out.
Right.
She said, we'll call you back. Called back in about 15 minutes. Yes, we officially confirmed that she attended Bilderberg. It took that kind of hard-nosed extraction. And I hate to be that rough with women, and her staff was women. With the boys, they can take it.
But it is mainly a boys' club, isn't it?
They've gotten more co-ed in recent years.
Have they? Mm-hmm.
But there's not many women.
Now,
Queen
Jim,
Beatrix
you said
was
that,
the only woman for a lot of years.
You said that Governor Pataki was attending this time. Governor Pataki is a key figure in 9/11. He, of course, was the governor who privatized the World Trade Center at the urging of Ronald Lauder, the American Israeli who was in charge of his privatization board. Now, tell me, Pataki, is he Republican?
Yes, he's a Republican who could probably not be nominated. Two-term governor of New York, yes.
But you said he may be the candidate, he may be the Republican candidate for president?
Bilderberg thinks he's a potential president. I doubt it because he's a Catholic Republican who supports abortion on demand,
mm-hmm.
does not believe there's a Second Amendment that guarantees your right to keep and bear arms. I don't see how he can survive.
But Jim, he could be their planned straw man. He could be the man like Dole and Kerry, who's meant to run as a Republican in order to lose.
They could manipulate something to that effect. But who would the Republican nominee be? They talk about John McCain.
Mm-hmm.
He's in bad trouble on his co-authoring with Ted Kennedy that abortion of a thing called the Senate's Immigration Bill, which is amnesty.
Right. Jim, before we go any further, I want to let our listeners know if they have any calls, any questions they'd like to raise, they can call in to 800-313-9443. And I want to repeat that we only have a little bit of time today, this hour, to talk about Bilderberg, and it's a much bigger subject. And Jim Tucker has covered this for years, and he has an excellent book out. American Free Press has a book that Jim Tucker wrote called Bilderberg Diary. And you can get this book for free by subscribing to American Free Press for 1 year for $59, and you'll get the book and the year subscription to American Free Press and also a full list of the attendees of this year's conference. It's called the Bolin Special, and if you want to get this, you should call 888-699-NEWS. That's 888-699-6397 and ask for the Bolin Special. Do we have a caller from St. Louis? Is there a caller on right now? If not, we'll go ahead, Jim. Go on.
What were we talking about? Bilderberg, yeah.
Yeah, well, the thing about the Bilderberg and their agenda for the coming year, you were right about the hike in the price of oil. Now you're saying they put the kibosh on any aggression on Iran. But what about the king-making that Bilderberg does? Was it also the case that Governor Carter from Georgia also attended Bilderberg before he became elected?
No, he was recruited into the brother group called the Trilateral Commission.
I see.
After he was explained, I suppose, to the Virgin listeners, the Trilateral Commission has about 300 participants, and they include Asia.
Mm-hmm.
The Bilderberg has always been North America and Europe only. Now they've reached out to the Palestinians and some of the Israelis who attend, but that's only of recent years.
Mm-hmm.
Carter had been governor of Georgia for about 2 weeks, and David Rockefeller took him on a tour of South America. He was recruited into the Trilateral Commission and, of course, became one of the most unlikely presidents of the United States in history.
But, Jim, when I was over with you in Paris and they were having their meeting over there at the Trianon Palace, I ran into David Rockefeller in the park.
Yep.
And the thing is that, if I understand this, that David Rockefeller is one of the kingpins of Bilderberg in the United States, along with Henry Kissinger. Which one, though, calls the shots? Is Henry Kissinger, Mr. Rockefeller is 85 years old. I mean, he's in pretty good shape, but who has the stamina? How does he do it every year, go to these Bilderberg things and corral all these wild guys into a room and tell them what's going to happen?
Well, actually, Mr. Rockefeller is a little bit frail now. They had an ambulance trailing his limousine as he entered the Brook Street Resort, they call it, where Bilderberg met, and... But the paper boys reassure that is just erring on the side of caution. But I think he's about 89 years old now. He's frail.
Yeah,
he slurps his soup when he didn't used to do that.
Yeah. Jim, let's see. We have a couple callers. Jim, is the first caller Robert? Do we have a Robert from St. Louis on the line? Can we have a call from him? Robert, are you there? How about Matt from Vermont? Do we have any callers there?
Hi.
Hi. Do you have a question for Mr. Tucker?
Yes, I do. I'm just curious if you could go into more detail about why not to buy a house right now. If you have, certain people that you heard that from or websites where we could get more information.
Sure. Jim, can you handle that?
Well, everything I've written will be in the next edition of American Free Press. As you know, Christopher, I'm not much of a computer nerd. They
right.
do put stuff on the website.
Okay, that's a good answer. It'll be in the next week's edition of American Free Press. Jim Tucker will spell out the details of this variable interest rate and why that's a dangerous option to go into. Did that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Very good. Do we have another caller? Is there another caller on the line? Hello? Okay. So, Jim. Let's go on. What do these Bilderberg people think about the Palestinian crisis? I'm writing about that this week. The Palestinians are getting, bombed on their beaches and starved in their homes and deprived of any assistance from the federal international community or the United States government.
Okay.
How does Bilderberg feel about that?
I'm scanning the list even as we speak because representatives of Israel and... Palestine were attended.
Oh, really?
See, they attended. They weren't allowed to say much. They were there to listen to this dialogue that we described earlier.
But I don't think it was a Hamas. I don't think it was a member of Hamas that was there. Was it one of these Palestinian Authority people?
Let's see. Ziad Abu Amer.
Okay.
Member of the Palestinian Legislative Council, president of the Palestinian. This is Bilderberg. Official list I'm reading from.
Okay.
Member of the Palestinian Legislative Council, President of the Palestinian Council on Foreign Relations, Professor of Political Science at Birzeit University.
Right.
Now I have to go further down the list to find the Israeli kid who was there.
And how many Israelis were there?
Yep. They were to hear this dialogue. I'm a... here, Evil Gulati,
mm-hmm.
head of coordination strategy for the office of the Prime Minister of Israel.
Well, that says it.
Let's see, yep. I think there might be still another
But Jim, I want to ask you. When I've been to these Bilderberg things in the past, as I've told you, it appears that the abundance of power in these people that are Bilderberg are oil people. They are, for example, Sutherland, the head of British Petroleum.
Yep.
There's Rockefeller. There's a host of, you know, Queen Beatrix of Holland, for example, is a big owner of Shell Oil.
Yep.
and BP.
And the Rothschilds have a lot of oil interests.
Right. So,
and they're still represented, although not by someone bearing the name of Rothschild as in Evelyn D. Rothschild for so many years. But the Rothschild Europe is represented. It'll take me too long to find his name on the list now. But
that's okay. But Jim,
day.
I want to ask you, with the oil companies in absolutely rolling in fat, I mean, they're just making so much money, billions and billions of dollars, you know, net profit every quarter, obscene profit. These Bilderbergs who are connected to oil must be very happy.
Well, some good news here, though. They seem to be content now to not try to kick up oil prices significantly anymore, just to enjoy the immense profits they have coming in now. What they are concerned about is Hugo Chavez in Venezuela.
Yeah, Hugo Chavez, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he, of course, it irritates them that he is increasing taxes on extracting oil from his country.
Mm-hmm.
He teased them by providing oil at low cost to poor population in the United States and Britain.
Right.
And he subsidizes oil in his native country. You buy a gallon of gasoline in Venezuela, it costs you 12 cents.
12 cents a gallon, that's right.
But the that's sort of teasing them. But what really concerns Bilderberg is his effort to build his own little NAFTA down south.
Right.
His own coalition.
Right.
Because he could build such a economic coalition that would block the expansion of NAFTA throughout the Western Hemisphere. And as you know, being the American Union,
mm-hmm.
is high on the Bilderberg agenda and has been for years. And I was told that directly some years ago,
mm-hmm.
by this guy, Clark, Prime Minister, Member of Parliament,
right.
former Chancellor of the Exchequer, directly eyeball to eyeball. He was trapped in the conversation, a little bit unsettled, but he did acknowledge that to be an absolute goal. The dollar is to become the euro of the American Union.
Of the Western Hemisphere. So what you're saying is that the agenda of the Bilderberg is to increase the globalization and to create these global trading areas like the European Union and the Free Trade of Americas or NAFTA. That's
yes.
what they're really. What is their underlying or what is their main objective?
Their objective is to make the United Nations a world government.
To make the United Nations a world government.
Yes.
Okay.
After NAFTA has expanded throughout the Western Hemisphere and becomes the American Union, very much like the, almost exactly like the European Union, then the Asian Pacific Union is to emerge, and there will be three major regions of the world for the administrative convenience of the UN world government.
And right.
This has been confirmed also by Clark in the discussion that he did not enjoy very much.
So they're internationalists par excellence, and the people who attend these Bilderberg meetings are literally selling their countries out. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, when they after they drummed Mrs. Thatcher out as Prime Minister of Britain, replaced by her own Conservative Party with a trapeze artist named John Major at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I had the pleasure of talking to, she was then Lady Thatcher, at a reception in Washington, and I asked her afterwards, during the reception, in a brief private conversation, her reaction to being denounced by Bilderberg. The following is a direct quote, because it's so firmly planted in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
To be denounced by a Bilderberg is a tribute, she said.
Mm-hmm.
To be denounced by a Bilderberg is a tribute, quote,
right.
Unquote. The rest is paraphrasing of what she said. Any head of state who surrenders sovereignty to an international organization is just awful. She would not give up the British pound and embrace the euro. She thought that was the British pound, like the American dollar, is a symbol of your sovereignty.
Mark Moore.
And that is why they turned on Lady Thatcher like a junkyard doll.
Right. Well said. Well said, Jim. I'm speaking with Jim Tucker about Bilderberg, and we'll be right back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned. Thank you.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Good afternoon. This is Christopher Bolin on with American Free Press. On RBN, I'm filling in for Mike Piper this week, who is in Malaysia. I'm speaking with Jim Tucker, our Bilderberg hound, who has followed the Bilderberg group around the world for the last 30 years. Jim, are you there?
Yes.
So, briefly, is it not illegal for these democratically elected senators, congressmen, whatever they have in Canada and other democratic countries. For these politicians to be attending and conspiring behind closed doors with the likes of Kissinger and Rockefeller, is this not very illegal, and isn't there something that the taxpayers can do to stop this?
It is illegal. It's against federal law for such American officials to have private meetings to discuss, to make policy behind closed doors. It's flatly illegal.
Yet it goes on.
The public should be nailing their two senators and their one congressman, as many as they can, and say, stop this evil. Prosecute the officials of the federal government, or at least certainly let them know they're acting illegally. They can bring criminal charges against them. They can be civilly penalized, as was Hillary Clinton, although the taxpayers, of course, paid that $300,000 fine that Judge Royce Lamberth levied. But the it's important that we stop the ultimate goal of Bilderberg, which has always been to create a world government, a United Nations of the world. If you want to be saluting the United Nations flag, then it doesn't matter. But if you prefer to embrace the Stars and Stripes, old glory.
Right. You heard that. You heard that from Jim Tucker. Listeners, if you'd like to read Jim Tucker's book, Bilderberg Diary, get a free copy of that. You can get that book by subscribing to American Free Press for $59 for 1 year, and we will include the Bilderberg Diary by Jim Tucker and the list of all of those corrupt politicians who attended this year's Ottawa Confab. Jim, we're just about out of time, but could you say a little bit more about why we have to stop this?
Well, it is essential to preserve our sovereignty.
That's right.
We certainly... Most Americans do not want America to become a province of the of a world government with that will pass laws as the European Union does now. The British were so surprised when the European Parliament passed laws that were imposed upon Britain.
Right.
They were so surprised when the European Court negated laws passed by Parliament. We do not want that.
Now, Jim, does this tell us? Does the power of Henry Kissinger and the Bilderberg movement, does it tell us that Kissinger has an amazing amount of power in the United States and even in the Bush administration?
Yes, of course. He was Nixon's national security advisor, later Secretary of State, and
Bush wanted him to run the 9/11 commission.
Secretary, but high White House advisors directly to President Bush did attend the Bilderberg meeting, and they heard all of this dialogue about whether or not to go to war in Iran. They heard it all. The lectures.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. Thank you. That's been a very informative hour. Please, if you're interested in getting his book, subscribe to American Free Press for 1 year, and you'll get Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary for free. Thank you very much. It's been a great hour. Thanks for listening to American Free Press on RBN. Good night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to
Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.